What's up, Canes fans? Welcome to the Canes Insight Daily Podcast, powered by Anajar and Levine. Loaded show today for a loaded visit weekend. A lot of portal kids on campus this weekend, guys that can fundamentally change the roster of the 2024 Miami Hurricanes. A lot to talk about, plus a very intriguing name that just jumped into the portal before we started recording this. Someone I think Miami fans need to keep an eye on, a new name in the portal. First, I want to talk about a roster that's always loaded, and those are the attorneys at Anajar and Levine. Been doing this 4 years and know the process better than anybody. If you or someone you care about has been injured in an accident, call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. They'll take care of you from beginning to end. Take back control of your life with Anajar and Levine. All right, this is too loaded of a weekend for me to talk about by myself, so I have to bring in the man himself, fresh out of the urgent care, playing hurt, MJ flu game style with food poisoning, Peter Ariz. So Pete, man, glad to see you healthy again. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. You mentioned the cruise, man. That cruise got me. Always seems to get you, right? So feeling good now, feeling much better, especially with this big visit weekend we have lined up this weekend in Coral Gables. A ton of potential impact guys, D, from what I'm seeing. And listen, you had your instant reaction podcast yesterday on Wayne and Harrison Hunt entering the portal. Every situation is different, but I think Miami's in a position here to continue to upgrade the roster piece by piece.
Yeah, you're getting IVs last night. Now you're back here in the lab watching YouTubes of UTSA versus Tennessee. So we're back at it. But yeah, I think Miami wants to upgrade their physicality across the board, offensively and especially defensively. I thought it was a little lacking in spring. So some of these names will help add to that. So we'll talk about starting with Damian Martinez, Pete. This is somebody who, you know, we've done other podcasts about, not much to say, top 10 back in the country, number one overall player in the portal, and talking to somebody who's been in contact with the Pac-12 defensive players, and the word on him in the Pac-12 from people who have played against Martinez is he's the only back that you wake up feeling it the next day on Sunday. He has a reputation for physicality as a running back in that conference, and it's going to be tough to play against Cam Ward throwing it, this offensive line blocking, and Damian Martinez running if you bring him into the fold at Miami.
Well, and I think, again, the lingering question is whether or not Mark Fletcher is going to be ready to go for the start of the season. But whether or not he's there the entire season or not, Martinez is a guy who's going to add to that backfield immediately. And you said it, he brings that, I think you said it on a show the other day, the top teams in college football need that power running element. Not that Fletcher brings that in himself, but the last 2-3 years, we see the injuries at that position. It's going to happen, unfortunately, right? So to bring in a guy who's a 1,000-yard rusher, proven like that, an NFL-type prospect this time next year, right? You're upgrading that room 100%. You said it. This is a guy that is the top guy in the portal, right?
Yeah, and look, if you talk about Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, like you mentioned, they don't always have the fastest back. They don't always have the most creative, elusive back, but they always have the physical backs. That is something that as Alabama's dynasty is characterized by, Georgia's new dynasty is characterized by, and certainly Michigan this year with Blake Corum and his running style. But Damian Martinez, he's 228, so he's even bigger than a lot of these guys. So excited to see what he brings. One name real quick before we get into the names that are coming this weekend, one name that's not coming, who Miami felt very good about this time last week, but I think the momentum is slow, is USC transfer Jason Zandamela, the center, originally from Mozambique. Miami thought they had a great shot at him this time last week. That communication's died down a bit. UCF is the new team picking up steam. I don't know if maybe he wanted to start right away and felt he had a better chance to do it there, but that's something where Miami felt very good with the communication with Zandamela last week, and that's died down. But moving on to guys that are here this week, Pete, I want to talk about the defensive back position. We've said two defensive backs, ideally for Miami, this portal season. Spring was a lot of lack of depth there. You wanted to add more guys with man coverage. And one name that jumps out right away, Deani Hill, 6'1", 172 corner from Marshall, recruited by Coach Guidry, the defensive coordinator, and coached by Chevis Jackson, Miami's cornerback coach. So, Pete, I mean, what do you make of a guy like Deani Hill entering the portal and visiting this weekend?
Well, obviously, the first thing to me that sticks out is his size, right? This is not just another nickel corner, right? You're getting a big guy at the position who has played, you know, a couple years now. And you see this play here, this interception he had against NC State, obviously a team that Miami played last year and lost to on the road there. But to me, he's a guy who has some versatility, right? Yes, he can play in the slot, but you're getting a guy who has legit size and physicality too. So very excited about his potential and where he could fit in this defensive back room.
Yeah, he's originally from Gainesville, Florida. I went back and watched his huddle highlights from high school, and he was German suplexing people. The physicality you could see back then, 55 tackles, 84 run defense grade from Pro Football Focus. So his tackling graded out very high. You could see that in limited film and certainly in his high school highlights. I think Miami really, again, I mentioned it after spring, one of the weaknesses I thought of this Miami team is you needed more physical players on defense, particularly in the secondary. And I think a guy like Dione Hill would bring that. On top of giving you another cover guy, you could maybe move a guy like Damari Brown or a guy like Daryl Porter to the slot more often, have Mish Powell play more safety. There's a lot of things that can happen when you increase your corners. You can never have enough corners, especially guys that Guidry and Jackson are familiar with and can vouch for from a character standpoint, competitive standpoint, et cetera. So, you know, familiarity is going to be the key, especially with this next guy we're going to be talking about, similar. But you talk about familiarity, any Canes fan is familiar with Caneswear and caneswear.com. Then a spot where Miami fans shop. You see the hats. You see the Florida Panthers rat. We got all kinds of Caneswear stuff around the office, around the studio. There is no place better for your Miami sports teams gear, your Miami Hurricanes gear. Do it now. You don't have to wait till the season starts. Get what you need from Caneswear. You can spend all day browsing the site. Please do so. Caneswear.com. Or if you want to go to the store in Davie next to Arrowhead Plaza. So again, we're talking about familiarity. Dione Hill, familiarity with Guidry, familiarity with Coach Chevis Jackson. Key in the portal, you don't want to take too many character risks when you don't know what the kid's about. Jalen Alderman, a player recruited by Coach Derek Nicholson to Louisville, 6'1", 230 from Valdosta, Georgia, 13-game starter this year, 58 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, had a walk-off pick 6 last year, against UCF, I believe. This year had a big game against Florida State, which is the game I watched. 6 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, pass breakup. Thing watching him against FSU that jumped out to me. First, he's a long-rangey guy, long arms, but really it's his energy. This guy was getting in a fight, you know, getting in people's faces, just flying around and bringing a lot of energy to the field that day. He was always the most active guy, and he was making plays on top of that. But I think Miami, this defense, needs a little more juice, a little more energy, just someone to really help set the tone. And I think a guy like Jalen Alderman can bring that element based on what I saw from him watching the ACC championship against Florida State.
And it's interesting because he's almost more certified at this point than KJ Cloyd was, right? When he came over, and there was kind of question marks when Coach Derek Nicholson brought him over last year because he didn't have that production. But when you have that familiarity, not only from a character standpoint, because I don't think we talk about it enough when it comes to portal evaluations, but it's very difficult to understand these guys character-wise when you're trying to get the best players right now. You're trying to improve the roster. But sometimes you have to overlook certain things. Obviously, Mario and staff are bringing in certain guys to this program. They're building the culture, you know, from the ground up. But from a talent standpoint, I think you see it, you mentioned it, but that energy, you said it. He's a guy who can come in right away, and I think be a guy who comes in and be blitzes, fills the holes. We saw him against Florida State. It had a couple clips, had a nice tackle against Trey Benson in the hole in the ACC championship game. But again, to me, the Derek Nicholson factor, understanding the type of player he is, and again, Nicholson knows what is there on campus right now. You got to just continue to get bodies in there that you trust, and Alderman's definitely someone that Coach Nicholson trusts.
And Cloyd, I'm glad you brought that example, Pete, because Cloyd did not have a lot of production, was a backup player. You trusted Coach Nicholson on that evaluation. I think he was right. Cloyd really had a nice year for Miami, very productive. So this guy was a better player than Cloyd at Louisville. I mean, this guy was a solid starter the whole year, started every game. So you expect more from him, and you trust Nicholson's evals after what you already saw from Cloyd. And I want to shout out David Lake for this stat from 247. He had a great stat on terms of how the rotation is for Coach Guidry and Coach Nicholson. Last year at Mauinoa, Wesley Bissanth, both back, KJ Cloyd and Corey Flagg both gone, they all played more than 392 snaps. So there's going to be a lot of snaps to go around if you bring in an alderman, not only for Malinoa, not only for Wesley Bissanth, not only for alderman, but also maybe a Popo Aguirre or someone like that. There's going to be some rotation, a linebacker, but now you're going to have four linebackers that really could play at a high level, plus improvement for Malinoa and Wesley Bissanth. By the way, you know, we're talking about coaches, best coach in the NBA, Spo knows. Shout out to Miami Heat Subculture for this shirt. Go Heat the rest of the series against Boston. But Pete, want to talk about somebody who, you know, is not officially in the portal yet.
Let me stop you right there, Dean, because Sam Brown is another guy who's going to be visiting this weekend from Houston. Yeah, I know you did a podcast on him last week when I was out, but I know they feel good about their chances with him, and just brings you something to that receiver room that I think everyone understands has been lacking there.
Pete, that's why we need you on the show to cut me off when I miss something like that. I appreciate that. Yes, Sam Brown, we've talked about on previous shows, the wide receiver from Houston, played for Shannon Dawson 2 years ago, was one of the top receivers in the Big 12 last year. 6'1 and a half, 195, legit 4'4 verified speed, jumps out of the gym, 39-inch vert. He watches high school stuff. He's throwing down insane dunks. Again, very productive already. So he's not just a projection, but you have the athletic ability, the size, the production. And he really did not have a very good quarterback this year at Houston and still put up good numbers. So he's somebody that when you put him in an offense with a Cam Ward, Shannon Dawson, who again, he's familiar with, he could be an extremely productive player. Miami feels very good about their chances with him. He fits the bill of an impact guy in the portal from receiver, which is what they wanted. He'll be visiting this weekend. Again, this is a real guy. So you had him, Damian Martinez, to what you already have with Restrepo, Jacoby George, Isaiah Horton, who had a great spring, Elijah Arroyo, who had a great spring, this great offensive line, Chris Johnson, and his ability to impact the game with his speed. You're looking at a really, really multi-talented offense where guys bring different things to the table. Sam Brown bringing probably more of that run after catch, just freak athlete dimension with some added size to that room as well. Moving on to somebody who has not officially jumped in the portal, but I think we need to talk about, is defensive end Tyler Barron. Peter Nakos reported today that he's expected to jump back in the portal. This is somebody who played 4 years at Tennessee. Then he committed to Ole Miss when he entered the portal out of Tennessee, flipped that commitment to Louisville, went to Louisville. Louisville has been losing a lot of guys in the portal. No, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. You know, a couple guys that were going there for a night for as a portal transfer or not going. I don't know if it's NIL related or what, but something's going on in Louisville. They're losing a lot of guys. So Tyler Barron expected to return to the portal. And I can confirm that if he does enter the portal, I think Miami would have a significant amount of interest based on what I have heard. This is somebody who is a 70th ranked player in CBS's College Football Top 100. We did a podcast the other day breaking down that list. Miami had four guys on that list, including Reuben Bain. Barron's 70th on that list. So that would give Miami five top 100 players if they were to land this player. 101 career tackles, 27 tackles for loss, 13 sacks. You know, again, a lot of people are going to have interest in this guy. I'm told Miami's going to really have interest in this guy. They passed on Romello Height to add to that defensive end room. You lose Nigelique Kelly. You lose Jaden Wayne. This guy is a significant upgrade right now with his production and ability. Pete, I know you were watching the film with me today. What's your take on Tyler Barron?
Yeah, I mean, I was very excited watching him. The guy that he reminded me of, it's stood out right away, was Jermaine Johnson, of course, who transferred from Georgia, ended up at Florida State, was a first-round pick for the Jets. You look at body types, Barron is listed at 6'5", 260. Johnson was 6'5", 262. Heavy hands, strong lower body, motor, right? I mean, we were watching the UTSA game. It was UTSA, but one of those guys who doesn't have to get the sack to affect the play, right? So the other thing I see with him, as you just saw in some of those clips there, is he was rushing from the inside as well. So you look at this Miami roster and that defensive line, obviously you lose a Harrison Hunt. He's a completely different player than him. He's more of an edge guy. But now with Bain, Mezidor, Barron, you have multiple guys who are proven at a very high level, right, in college football and can play all across that defensive line. So you continue to get these versatile playmakers who you can do a whole different bunch of things with them in those pass rushing situations.
So if you do get Tyler Barron, and again, he hasn't even jumped in the portal yet, But certainly, I know Miami is going to pursue aggressively. And Pete, I totally agree with what you said about the versatility. You could have a defensive line on third down where you have Barron, Elijah Alston, Mesidor, Bain all at the same time. And that's going to be hell for an offense trying to block those guys. Plus, you had Francisco Mauanoa as a linebacker who himself had eight plus sacks. So you could see why people are going to say, well, do we really need another defensive end? This is an impact defensive lineman with size and ability, and it's not just about positions. I do think Miami will continue to pursue defensive tackles, preferably defensive tackles with size. You lose a 280-pound Harrison Hunt. Maybe you could replace him with a 260-pound Tyler Barron and a 315-plus-pound player. I know they're also very hard after Simeon Barrow from Michigan State, have a very high grade on him. LSU's battling. Miami loves him, but Miami is going to continue to evaluate the portal, and they're going to make sure this defensive line is where it needs to be. But some of these names we're talking about, aside from Damian Martinez, who's has a defensive mentality on offense with his smash mouth style, these are all names that would help Miami's defense improve from a unit that I thought was a little bit behind the offense in spring.
And I would say, look, there are what, 74, 75 right now, scholarship numbers wise, and you have 10 freshmen coming in. So you'd expect for a couple more departures to still happen there. And again, like you said, they're going to continue to monitor the portal. Barron has not officially entered, but you already put out the tweet, and we've talked about it here. Would expect them to have significant interest there, and I'd expect there to be another guy or two, especially that defensive line, that they'll be keeping a close eye on as these days move forward here.
Yeah, this defense, it's not there yet. There are pieces. You have Ruben Bain, one of the top 100 players in college, probably closer to the top 25.
And he'll mask a lot of stuff. You know, we have to say that he's going to mask a lot of, he's going to eat up double and triple teams and still give offensive linemen issues when he's doubled and triple team. But you're right. They still need to add some pieces here.
Yeah. Cause I mean, look, like you said, he could cover up for other people, but also if he's getting double teamed, he could also open up for other people. So he's there. Now you got Akeem Mesidor one-on-one. Akeem Mesidor has been extremely productive. Tyler Barron's been extremely productive. Elijah Alston was the number one pass rusher in the portal according to Pro Football Focus. I think he had a 90-something pass rush grade, which is elite. We saw Elijah Alston, by the way, in person when we did the interview. You can check it out on YouTube. Great kid. But on top of being a great kid, my big takeaway for the interview is this guy's bigger than I thought. You know, I thought he was more of just like your outside linebacker, undersized guy. He had some good size to him, Pete.
Marshall, man, and they've always gotten guys up there to Marshall, but Alston and now Deonte Hill. The thing that surprised me with Hill was he's a big physical guy as well. So no, I'm with you on Alston. We, like you said, we had the chance to size him up a little bit there, and I've been around NFL guys. He has the size to play in the league as a pass rusher, right? Probably as a stand up guy, and he's gonna have the opportunity this year, taking the step up in talent that he's going to be facing, obviously, at Miami compared to Marshall, where he's got a lot to prove for himself for the next level, but I think he's up for the task.
And by the way, he also played inside at times at Marshall, believe it or not, in some of these pass first downs. So a lot of creative options for Lance Guidry already. And if you add a Tyler Barron, who again, I know Miami's going to have interest in him if he jumps in, now you have even more options. So a lot of excitement in the portal. Just with the guys we know are visiting, there's going to be a lot of interest. My computer started laughing. I think my computer was thinking about all the things that we could do here with some of these combinations. But anyways, thank you everybody for tuning in. Remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. We had an instant reaction on Harrison Hunt and Wayne. We're doing all kinds of stuff. Baseball. We had a baseball pod yesterday. Of course, the daily pod. We're talking about FSU and Florida spring games. We're just keeping up the content. Go to the CanesInsight.com forums, sign up. Don't forget about our friends at Canes Connection. 20% off when you use promo code CIS. These portal guys, they're going to come for the opportunity, but they're also going to come for the NIL opportunities. So if you want to be part of the solution and directly impact your team, CanesConnection.com, promo code CIS, 20% off. So again, Pete, welcome back. Glad you are feeling healthy, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Go Canes.
Go Canes.